The pawpaw is making a comeback. In case you've forgotten, the pawpaw is a fruit, the largest edible fruit native to North America. It's a close relative of the banana. It was immortalized in the song Way Down Yonder in the Pawpaw Patch. A grower in Ohio is hoping to bring the pawpaw back from obscurity to your grocery store. Fred Kite reports from Athens.
At the Casa Nueva restaurant in Athens, Ohio, they serve a smoothie-like drink called a pawpaw lassie. Customers say it has a tropical sort of taste.
I do like it. It's kind of strange. It's cinnamony and a little bit like bananas. I've never tasted anything quite like it before. It's good, though.
The pawpaw comes from a small, slender tree that grows wild in 26 states in the eastern U.S., The fruit is about 3 to 6 inches long, with a tough green skin and orange or yellow pulp. For Chris Schmiel, pawpaws were pretty much a story of love at first sight.
It just produces so much nutrition in the fruit. It's a beautiful tree, and I think the history and the heritage as well. You know, it's really intriguing when you start finding out about, you know, where the pawpaw came from and why is it that good here and were the Native Americans using it. I mean, I think it's just got a lot going for it.
Schmiel is a back-to-nature, alternative lifestyle kind of guy. He lives on a small farm in Athens County, Ohio, and is trying to make a living by growing and selling pawpaws. One of his best customers is Casa Nueva. Food coordinator Mike McNiff says pawpaws have been used in a variety of menu items.
There are some older folks in the area, natives, who remember eating pawpaws as a kid, and I think they're happy to see it back again in the culinary world. There's also, for some people, the thrill of novelty. A lot of people have never heard of a pawpaw, so they're willing to try something new to see what it's like.
The pawpaw also has caught the attention of Ohio University nutritionist Melanie Dufferin. She conducted a survey with a muffin recipe and determined the pawpaw is a tasty fat substitute in baked goods. The only thing study participants didn't like about the unusual pawpaw muffin was their appearance. Some said the color was too dark. Research on the pawpaw is also being done at Kentucky State University, where several acres of trees have been planted for study by horticulture experts. Professor Kirk Pomper says so far he likes what he sees.
There are a lot of people who have been growing tobacco here in the southeast, and they're looking for alternatives, and pawpaw might be one of the crops that's going to help alleviate the tobacco crisis.
Pawpaw enthusiasts like Pomper and Schmiel are striving to create and serve a bigger market for pawpaws, but they have different ideas about how to get there. While Pomper wants to see pawpaws grown in orchards, much like apples or peaches, Schmiel says small farmers like those in the Appalachia reaches of southern Ohio want to avoid expensive cultivation. They'd rather harvest them from already existing trees at the edges of their pastures. The potential for pawpaws does seem to be there, in part because they're still largely a novelty. Individual fruits can go for $1 apiece. Nobody expects to knock the apple off its throne, but enthusiasts would be thrilled to find pawpaws attaining equal produce stand status with such once exotic fruits as kiwis and mangoes. For NPR News, I'm Fred Kite in Athens, Ohio.